More demonstrators were reportedly killed by security forces in Myanmar today. Opposition to the February coup that ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's democratically elected government remains strong, but security forces are intensifying their efforts to squash it, with more than 200 protesters killed so far. Michael Sullivan reports from neighboring Thailand.
This week has been the bloodiest since the anti-coup protests began, starting with security forces killing at least 40 demonstrators in the Yangon suburb of Lang Parak. That same day, several Chinese-run factories were torched in the same neighborhood. It's not clear by whom. Min Zha-U is an analyst at the Myanmar Institute for Peace and Security in Yangon.
The Myanmar general public and the opposition largely believe Chinese government assisting the Myanmar military. That's a widespread perception.
A military that responded quickly and brutally after Sunday's arson attacks, especially after China's foreign ministry demanded its citizens and its property be protected. By Monday night, martial law had been declared in more than half a dozen townships. This week, the regime also targeted local and international NGOs it accused of helping fund the protesters.
So what the regime is doing is pretty much consolidating its presence and cracking down the protests and arresting the organizers and any elements that they consider will challenge the regime.
That includes journalists, nearly 40 detained since the coup, including one today from the BBC. A half dozen media outlets have also been shut down. And the junta also cut mobile data service this week, preventing protesters from using their phones to live stream the protest and the security forces crackdown to the world. But the shutdown hasn't stopped those images or the people's outrage from getting out. Like this woman, after learning that her 17-year-old son, a medical student, had been shot and killed in the Yangon suburb of Tamway. They murdered him, she cries. They shot him three times. Three times. He wasn't even 18 years old. Not even 18. And the throttling of the internet hasn't stopped citizens from posting videos of the security forces threatening people either. Like this one from the Yangon suburb of North Okolapa on Wednesday, security forces had just removed a makeshift barricade erected by protesters to slow the police and army down. Attention, everyone who lives on the street, the officer bellows. If we come back and find another barricade here, we will uproot the whole neighborhood and shoot everyone. On the seventh week of the coup, Myanmar's military clearly has the protesters reeling, wondering what to do next. For its part, the junta has given striking civil servants, doctors, nurses, teachers, etc., an ultimatum. Back to work by Monday or face lengthy jail terms. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Chiang Rai.